My face is pressed into the ground. The dirt tastes like blood. Or maybe my blood tastes like dirt. I spit it out. Get up, Styx! Tachigare! Get up! Mucky's yelling at me and yanking on my t-shirt. He's right beside me, but he sounds real far away. Come on, Styx! Pushing up, I peel my face away from the ground. My lip throbs. I wipe my hand across my mouth. Yep, blood and dirt. Rolling over to face Bryce, I scan his expression. Blank as usual. Not at all fazed that he just decked me. Not sure what else I was expecting. Jed's between us, sort of squatting. Right hand raised above his head, lefty out in front, and his weight shifted onto his back foot. Most people laugh it off when Jed strikes his karate expert, I'm ready to take you down pose. But Bryce has known Jed for long enough to know he's dead serious. Jed may only be 11, but he's already got a brown belt and he could kick Bryce's butt any day. Move it, Jed, Bryce demands, but he keeps his distance. Jed shakes his head. That's enough, he says slowly. Just go home. Leave Styx alone. Jed's so Batman. Like Christian Bale Batman. Cool, calm, and tough as hell. I'm the opposite. Sprawled out on the ground like a squashed insect. Mucky yanks me to my feet. I sway a little, kind of woozy. A punch to the gob will do that to you. But it's not my first, and I know how to shake it off. Tommy stands a couple of metres behind us, ready to run. That's how we always do it. When we're running away from someone, it's always Tommy first, because he thinks real quick and knows the best way to go. Then me, and Marky, then Jed goes last, because if whoever's chasing us catches up, he can break their legs or whatever awesome karate thing he wants to do. Bryce towers over Jed, still ready to attack. But it's me he stares down. The tormentor's shoulders expand and his chest stretches as he looms over me, clenching his fists, his veins in his neck throb, red horns tear through the skin on his forehead. I stare into those yellow eyes, searching for something human, but find nothing. I try to shake the image out of my head. I also try to breathe normally. When Bryce is around, all the air gets stuck in my chest. It's like I'm trying to breathe through a wet towel. Gathering up any scraps of courage I can find, I stare back at him. I know I'm not real convincing, as if the tormentor would be scared of Captain Stick Insect. Bryce points his finger at me. I'll get you, Styx, when your little bodyguards ain't around. I know where you live, remember? He laughs at his own joke. I don't. Jumbi, Jez says. Dikiteru, Mucky answers. Usually I hate it when they speak Japanese to each other because I barely understand a word, but neither does Bryce, so it's actually perfect in these situations. I wish I spoke another language. Jed shifts his weight. Ichi, ni, san, nigeru! Okay, my Japanese sucks, but I know what that means. It means run! Jed bounces off his back leg and kicks Bryce square in the you-know-what, and the rest of us bolt. I follow Tommy's steps exactly as he springs between the dips and rabbit holes. Without him, I'd have broken an ankle in the first 10 metres. I've seen people on TV doing this thing called parkour. I reckon Tommy would be sick at it. He knows exactly where to go even when he's bolting at full speed. But to be fair, there's not much Tommy doesn't know.